see much more stuff happening on Table Rock Lake. But Table Rock Lake would be a much, much more capable of supporting that kind of activity than a river system that's designated a lake because it has a dam at the end of it. But that's personal, and I certainly don't want to be said that there's no place for that vote, because I don't know that that's the case. And I do think that it's getting a fair hearing through the system that it's getting through, but that's something that we should be aware of when we're talking about these water safety things and the fact that the ducks are not the only common carrier that hauls passengers.
And we don't want to draw conclusions too quickly, that the National Transportation Safety Board do their due diligence. They will develop the facts, and the final outcome may have some surprises to it. So we'll always wait till the facts are out there, and there may be an opportunity for resurgence of the ducks, or may not. But the facts will actually dictate that.
I think when you look at this in perspective, of course, we lost 17 people. That same day, we lost 65 on the highway. Almost four times as many on the highway. We're not going to ban cars.
So I would be very interested to see a comparison made between passengers carrying fatalities on the ducks compared to sightseeing helicopters and fatalities.
We know the outcome of that.
I bet helicopters are more dangerous.
Take that from some high school.
Well, all forms of transportation in this area are going to be under the microscope going forward in the future. Risk and management of that risk is a big issue. And so there's going to be a lot more need for safety engineering. The time will develop that. But one thing that time will heal things is the development of the facts, whatever they might be, and then address the nature of the multiple causes. Most every incident like this that happens, it's not a single event cause. It's multiple causes all happening on top of each other at each point in time that is created. And then you have to address and try to prevent those causes. So more to come.
I was just a little bit surprised with that even little kids are, I have a 22-foot boat and a 9-year-old, and I legally can't drive that down the lake with him in it without a life jacket on. So that's a little bit, my boat's not that much smaller than what the
seatbelts now?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, that kind of check the back there, it doesn't have life jackets. The
safest form of transportation in the nation is a big yellow bus.
That kind of surprises me if they didn't have life jackets on. I took a tour of Lake of the Ozarks, a boat tour around the lake. And everybody under a certain age, that boat never left the dock unless everybody had a life jacket within hand, or the children had one on. They had to wear it all times. Captain, he wouldn't move the boat unless they did. So that kind of, I don't know if it's something different with ducks or not.
We don't have perfect regulations either. Every regulation that's ever developed in the rail service environment that I'm driving has always resulted from an accident. Regulations just don't fall out of the sky. But sometimes they're more severe because they're imposed on an environment that's not that severe. So there's no perfect regulations either. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what evolves, but hopefully it'll be safer than what we've had in the past.
Unfortunately, this isn't the first major accident. We've had multiple deaths in this type of boat. And they still, what I was told, the reason they couldn't have the life jackets many, many moons ago, probably in David Tate days, when I wrote, we had the old life jacket, and you didn't have to put it on the old, and mm-hmm. I was going to ask Dave about that, because I knew I could remember that. Nobody else says, no, you don't wear a life jacket in that. They say they're inflatable now. The reason I was told they couldn't put the jacket on while in the boat was that if you inflate them, they have the canopies that come down, and it traps you in there, and that you go, that they're made to.
These were not inflatable.
No, they were the orange ones.
Okay.
Were the first thing that flowed out of the orange ones that you were on.
Okay. But the mayor of Branson made that statement.
Okay.
That they were the inflatable ones, and that you would go to.
Okay, well, let me assure you, I can just
get a photograph out of the duck out of the water.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
Sure. There is some truth to, when you fall through the air, you're falling 88 feet per second. When you go down in the water, you're probably doing something like 60 feet per second. So within, if it was an 80 feet of water, within 2 seconds, you're there. Now, take your car and put it in the water up to the car door handles and try and open the doors. When you're being pushed by a several ton vehicle down at 60 feet per second, just moving around and doing anything is not going to be possible. The divers that were down there had to decompress coming back up. If you're down there, you're not going to be able to hold your breath, and you're not going to be able to come back up like that. So the thing is, if you're going to survive this, you have to get out on the surface. And of course, the judgment of everybody. The other thing is, if you've been in a duck, and you know, they always ask the little kid to come up and drive. Well, when the kid's walking down the aisle, the duck's moving. It's rocking because you've got weight transfer on the water. And so having everybody moving around in there and you having less than much freeboard, certainly that is going to cause a certain outcome. So the other thing I think that may have contributed to this is they were very close to shore when this all happened. And they believed that they could make it. And the other duck did. So there's just, but again, let's let the NTSB.
There's some discussion that the mechanical exhaust system may have been defective because it would actually suck water into the engines and can also power it down and even stall it out. So there's a lot of conjecture, but that's the reason there's going to be, you know, a lot of details yet to come out, and it won't be easy to draw any conceptions or conclusions. Just listen for all the facts and think about what's taking place. But the NTSB usually takes about a year before they issue a final report.
The bilge pump operates off the drive shaft. So once you lose your main power, and of course, when the exhaust is right here, if you have a porting kit on vehicle, the exhaust goes way up, high. This exhaust isn't as high as the river, it's as high as the edge of the vehicle. So once that goes into the water, then your diesel stops, or your gas, it doesn't matter. Once that stops, there's no bilge pump. Now if you had a bilge pump hooked to a battery, car lights are on at the bottom of the lake all the time. When the people go in, the battery still works and everything is there. Your bilge pump, just saying, they'll figure this out. Probably smarter than we are. So, transportation safety, though, and it isn't just surface road transportation. It's across the board. Transportation safety, and we need to think in, I would appeal to our board, if you look on the cover of our charter, we have aviation, we have rail, we have all of this stuff. I think that's part and parcel of what we need to not forget, that we have other things besides roads and highways. So that's probably more old business than we need.
That's just fine. Is there any further old business?
I just happened to notice on the minutes the board members listed aren't correct.
Okay.
Devin's listed as a board member.
Does he sit on as a board member?
For Roden Bridge, yeah.
Oh, you are a board member?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just...
Took his spot.
Yeah, as...
There's always been a question whether there's seven directors or there's seven directors and the county representative, and I'm not sure what the charter says.
I think it's seven district representatives at the board.
Okay.
And Randy was always on board.
He was the county liaison.
Right.
With the board.
I didn't realize that you were listed as a board member. Okay.
Member, but,
Never mind.
No, he was not listed as a board member. You're entirely correct. But we honored his participation.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But he was not nominated or elected as a board member.
I believe that if that's not the case, it should be the case. And I will tell you, it's customary. For example, in cities, each of the boards has one county or city representative on the board. So, for example, if it's the park board, there's an alternate. If it's the park board, if the commission, the planning commission, then there's a member. So, because that is the governing body that constitutes the board, they should probably have a vote and have a voice. So, that would be my only input to that. But that's pretty customary, pretty common in boards like this, that they do have a representative from the political subdivision that has a seat on the board.
It's like our planning and zoning, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
The representative of Road and Bridge, and I do have the right to vote.
Sure. And that's generally accepted practice.
Well, we could recommend that in a motion and then appeal that to the commissioners to approve.
Is there something in the charter relating to that, or is there?
No, it says seven district representatives meets board, and I think that needs to be amended.
Do we have full representation right now of all seven been appointed?
Yes.
No?
I think so.
Keith Francis?
Looks like Dave.
Six.
We're still lacking one.
Yep.
I think Jim Youngblood is missing.
We need to heal that. We need to get full representation. In my opinion, we need to get full representation. And then maybe we can think about this before we're hasty or anything and put it on the agenda for next meeting to discuss it and make a recommendation if we want to propose adding a road bridge position as a member. I think that's a great idea. I don't see it's been problematic. As long as we don't decrease the existing representation, make sure all districts are represented. And we need to fill that other position.
I don't know that kicking that can down the road the next month or 2 months from now is going to serve us any purpose. I'd listen to your motion. And I'll vote yes once you get one on the board.
I would so move.
Okay.
But we need to also fill, we have seven, so we'll end up with eight positions.
Yep.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to add a representative from Taney County Road and Bridge as a board member to the advisory board. Any discussion?
The question is it going to be a representative of Taney County Road and Bridge or just a representative of Taney County? And they'll appoint Road and Bridge or whoever they want to appoint.
Okay.
I don't care.
I think it probably needs to be Road and Bridge because that's the capacity that he's previously served in and served us well. And I think it needs to be very focused for that reason because we reviewed those roads and bridges very carefully. And
okay.
Plan that I would recommend it being as we originally stated.
Your motion is good.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same side. Motion pass.
I think it still needs to go to the commissioners, though, for final review or blessing. If it goes a recommendation.
I don't know what to do with it. We've had it for years. So.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're trying to say. There was
how many years
with the administrator and the young second, the transportation board that was.
Were you here or was Ratterman here? Were you here when we did this or was it Ratterman?
It was Preston.
Oh, Preston. Yeah,
and Preston. And you and David Miller and before you come on or people. Jim Youngblood, I think, was a member.
He was.
Was Buddy on there at that time?
Buddy was on there and then there was another gentleman, his son
was Arthur.
Charles McArthur.
Yeah. So back in the front question, that's been eight.
Right. Years. Oh, yeah. No, there's always been a county road and bridge.
The road and bridge administrator always sat with the board.
We basically just enlisted in the charters.
Well, it needs to be listed somewhere. And then you got county representation.
So we've obviously voted
not recommendations.
Maybe it can be